You're listening to An Hour in Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh. Hi, I'm Little Pooh. I live in your radio. This is my dog, Sugar Bear. He lives in here, too.
And welcome to the Wednesday Night Ballroom in the middle of Arizona on Highway 666 on top of the rock in the Four Corners, where Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico meet. From our mailbox, from Jeffrey Dykett, Vice Chairman of the Louisiana Libertarians in New Orleans, Louisiana, comes this missile written upon an old typewriter, and I know it was done in the dark. He says, a second source for the ominous parallels is Second Reconnaissance, or I should say, Renaissance Books, Post Office Box 4625, Oceanside, California, 91344. Phone 619-657-6159. You also need their catalog for future readings. You also may write the Ayn Rand Institute, 4640 Admiralty Way, Suite 715, Marina. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the hottest newspaper in the country is out. Went to press yesterday, was labeled, and is in the mail. And the majority, or the, I should say, the rest will be in the mail tomorrow. This is an incredible issue. Senate hearings on militias by the Second Amendment Foundation. Clinton's radio address to the nation, during which he said, quote, "It's hard to imagine what more must happen to convince Congress to pass that bill," end quote. Talking about the anti-terrorism destroyer of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights bill. I take that as a threat. He says, it's hard to imagine what more must happen to convince Congress to pass that bill. Also, NATO, ex-Warsaw Pact troops conduct training exercise in the United States, during which General John Sheehan, Supreme Allied Commander and Commander-in-Chief of NATO's U.S. Atlantic Command, said this, and I quote, "It is through exercises such as this that truly we can create a new world order in which the militaries of the world can work in coordination and cooperation to fill a better peace," end quote. What do you think he means by that, folks? Letters to the editor and Founding Fathers, Original Tax Reform, addressed to the House of Representatives. Very good article. In the opinion column, Mass Programming, Paradigm, Adjustment for Hidden Agendas, The Film and Television Media, Part 2 of 2 by Sean Safai, Kaji News Service, Symbology, Tarot, The Sun and the Lion, and a movie review of The Lion King. Have you ever stopped to think that there's not one single Disney film that's ever been made in history that has any kind of a religious theme or even a religious content whatsoever? And in particular, missing from all of the Disney movies and cartoons is the majority religion of this country, Christianity. It's not there. Never was never meant to be. The Disney cartoons have been teaching the children to believe and accept the New World religion. Don't believe it? Go back and look at them. There are even, in many of the cartoons, strange clouds shaped exactly like UFOs. How about that? Ann Husted, registered nurse, who writes our health and nutrition column, has an excellent article on eating green food, which I advise all of you to read. I also advise all of you to eat some green food once you read it. And the headline article, BATF, IRS, criminal fraud. It's an exclusive. You won't read about it anywhere else. What else do we have? Oh, woman wins battle over juror questionnaire. Pet owner goes to jail. You know why she went to jail? And she was also fined $900 and some odd because her dog didn't have a license. I bet that makes a chill run up some of your spines. How many of you out there have a dog or a pet of some kind that doesn't have a license? You could go to jail and be fined almost $1,000 like this woman was. United Nations Population Fund director cites positive results. Suspected John Doe 2 sues local television station. News briefs. High ozone level activates air quality control. I thought there wasn't enough ozone. I thought the ozone layer was in danger. Wow. Now they're saying a high ozone level activates air quality control. But we've known this for a long time. We revealed it a long time ago, folks. Didn't we? Aren't we the ones who told you that Los Angeles spends millions of dollars every year to get rid of ozone in the atmosphere over Los Angeles? And all of these wackos are running around talking about, oh my gosh, oh, your spray cans and your air conditioners are destroying the ozone. Well, if that's true, why is LA spending millions of dollars to get rid of ozone? Knights Templar claim Holy Grail. Speeding motorist couple mysteriously found dead. Dutch surprise for returning American tourist. Murdered liquor store clerk sought handgun for protection. Of course, they wouldn't let him have one, so he was murdered. And much, much more. Bomb damage analysis of the Alfred P. Mira Federal Building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I would advise you, if you can, to get a copy of the original report with the color photographs and the key, the tabs keyed to the text. They're all in Veritas. But it's nice to have the original anyway. The headline article, folks, is going to frost you. It is going to literally turn you on your ear. It's going to turn Washington upside down. The major establishment news media isn't going to know what to do when they read it, because it outlines the lie, the big lie, the fraud, the theft, the big fraud. You've all been paying income tax and filing 1040s because your mommy told you to. You've been raped, bozos.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
For those of you who would like to have your own radio broadcast, your own show, do your own thing, say whatever it is you like, rebroadcast this broadcast, rebroadcast all of the Patriot programming that you can pluck off a satellite. First, you gotta make a ruse, is what Jeffrey would tell you down in New Orleans. You got to have something to do it with. You have to have a transmitter. So we found the only transmitter company there is that we can find, that we know of, that makes a fully assembled and tested FM transmitter. Not only fully assembled and tested, but they also have a kit in case you're the do-it-yourself type. But it's top-notch, A number one quality. It doesn't drift off frequency. It is great. Transmits on the FM broadcast band from 80 to 108 megahertz. That is the FM broadcast band. Now, folks, this is not a toy. It's not a surveillance bug. It's not a nursery monitor. It's a real, proper FM broadcast transmitter. Tunes very easy. Has a little tuner pot. You can tune it to any frequency you want to broadcast on. It runs on 12 to 15 volts DC. Between the United States and Canada. Okay, folks, I told you one time last week that I had a treaty between the United States and Canada that proved the existence of weather control. Now, many years ago, I did some research on weather control, and I wanted to find out if this was real or a scam or some kind of baloney. And what I found out was disturbing. I found out that the United States government and Canada and other countries had been actively engaged in scientific experimentation to learn how to control the weather. Now, sometime during the middle to late 50s, all reference to this research disappeared. It disappeared behind the veil of national security. You couldn't find any more scientific papers written on the subject. Before that veil was lowered, you found all kinds of scientific papers written on the subject. All kinds of military press releases talking about how they had learned to seed the clouds and all kinds of different things. Now, when this veil was drawn, there was nothing, nothing, and I mean nothing. Now, we figured that there had to be a reason why they drew the veil of secrecy, and there can only be one reason when the government does that and when the military does it. It's that they succeeded and they didn't want anybody else to know how to do it or how it's done so that they could take countermeasures to prevent it. And then we found this treaty between the United States and Canada. It's called Weather, March 26, 1975. It can be found in 26 UST, page 541. It's an agreement between the United States of America and Canada relating to the exchange of information on weather modification activities. Now, bear in mind, this is 1975, long after they pulled this veil of national security over all of this stuff. And it says, the government of the United States of America and the government of Canada, aware, because of their geographic proximity, that the effects of weather modification activities carried out by either party or its nationals may affect the territory of the other. Noting the diversity of weather modification activities and both the United States and Canada, by private parties, by state and provincial authorities, and by the federal governments, believing that the existing state of knowledge warrants the expectation of further development over a period of time in the science and technology of weather modification. Taking into particular consideration the special traditions of prior notification and consultation and the close cooperation that have historically characterized their relations, believing that a prompt exchange of pertinent information regarding the nature and extent of weather modification activities of mutual interest may facilitate the development of the technology of weather modification for their mutual benefit. Beware when they say something like that. Recognizing the desirability of the development of international law relating to weather modification activities having transboundary effects have agreed as follows. As used in this agreement, weather modification activities means activities performed with the intention of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. Weather modification activities of mutual interest means weather modification activities carried out in or over the territory of a party within 200 miles of the international boundary, or such activities, wherever conducted, which in the judgment of a party may significantly affect the composition, behavior of dynamics of the atmosphere over the territory of the other party. Responsible agencies means the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration of the United States and the Atmospheric Environment Service of Canada, or such other agencies as the parties may designate. And it goes on and on and on. Talks about reporting requirements, information relating to weather modification activities of mutual interest acquired by a responsible agency through its reporting requirements or otherwise shall be transmitted as soon as practicable to the responsible agency of the other party. Blah, 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 blah. Goes on and on and on. Now, let me say this to Mr. Arlen Specter, who ridiculed the militia members who sat in Congress and testified that weather modification was a reality.